This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Another Life. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Beth Beverly is a taxidermist. She makes hats, jewelry, home decor items with parts of dead animals, fur, hoofs, skulls, paws, and she occasionally stuffs people's pets, dead pets, of course.
So a lot of people want, instead of just burying or cremating their pets, they want something that they can display and touch and kind of have as a physical totem for their memories. This is the carcass cast of a dog, a very small dog, and next to it is her hide, which has been professionally tanned, so you can see it's been stripped of any fat or sinew or any kind of tissue. This dog's name was Pearl, and she was a Pekingese. I usually advise people to get their pet into a frozen state, and then I'll thaw him or her out, and I skin them, and then send the hide off to get tanned, and then pose the carcass in whatever way the person wants them to be set. So I pose the carcass that way, freeze it, then make a silicone mold out of the whole thing, and then inject two-part foam into it, and you have an exact replica. It's not the prettiest thing to look at because you're basically looking at an exact replication of the carcass of a skinned dog. Once you put some fur on an animal, it'll look cute again. Beautiful coat. I like it when they have really long hair like this. Just a cute little button nose. The client wants Pearl to be sleeping, which is always easier for me because then I don't have to worry about the expression of the face so much. It's a much more relaxed, closed eye. Normally I would order custom glass eyes. Pearl 2.0 will look, the goal is for Pearl 2.0 to look as close to how she looked sleeping as she did when she was animated. So I have photographs to work with and measurements and dimensions, and I just do the best I can. You can't give me enough photographs. Every angle, every position through the years. And the more photographs and references I have, the better a job I can do. But I also make it clear, like, you're not going to have your pet back. I need to drape the hide over the form, but I wish it was as simple as just that because there's a lot of fitting and refitting, filing down, adding clay, taking away, and then fitting again. There's usually a tight spot around the neck. And I can already tell I'm going to need to add a bunch of clay around the chin. You tuck the lips into the mouth. The fitting the hide on is probably what takes the longest. And then once you get it right, you stitch it up. Once I have it on the mannequin and I have it stitched up and all positioned the way I like it, then I'll comb it out and blow dry it. There's more hair supplies here in my studio than I've ever used for myself. It's very rewarding because then you see, oh, it does look like an animal. It does look like a cute little dog.
Beth Beverly is the owner of Diamond Tooth Taxidermy.